presentation that you're doing over at Lutron Corporate?
Yeah, I've been very lucky to be invited to give a short talk at an event, a Lutron Pro networking event, which is happening this week in London.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe a little bit of a backstory on Customize, but I'll also be throwing in some insights and predictions I've got for the future and for Lutron and the industry at large.
Looky there, Gamble. Digital Ramble family, welcome back. We are so excited to be back on the podcast airwaves and also Facebook. We're doing something very special for you. This, Rev 2.0. I don't know. We haven't even talked about that yet, but Gamble, so good to see you. How you doing, my friend?
Great to see you, JJ. Great to be back. Episode 144. And it's an evolution. We've moved forwards again with the podcast. People are seeing us in video again,
right?
YouTube, Facebook. There'll be more content coming from us, but we're back in the studio. And people will remember the early days of the TDR. We were in the studio. And we're back in familiar ground, aren't we?
We certainly are. We are back here in the Sphere Network Studio. And you are joining us via online, via Zoom, something that everybody's gotten accustomed to. And I'm here in the studio. Michael, he's got my back over there on the board. He's producing everything for us. Shout out to him. But man, I am so excited to be back in the studio and talking about home tech solutions. And you were just telling me about this presentation that you're going to be giving over at the Lutron corporate headquarters there in London. Is that right?
Correct. Yeah. Lutron have an experience center in London. They've got several of them around the globe, but this one's in London. It's a pro event. So it's just for the installers and programmers of Lutron. About 100 people turning up for their first event, food, drink, socializing. And there's three presentations. I'm providing one of them.
Wow.
And there's two other pros doing presentations. And it kind of reminds me, probably go back like about 4 years, you did a presentation at a Lutron event.
Yeah, that was a big one.
In San Diego.
Yeah.
That was another Lutron Pro event. And we're a little bit behind the States. The Lutron Pro scheme just never really got any fire beneath it. But they're pushing hard now. And I think this is going to be the start of, you know, several events they do each year. So we're excited to be part of it.
Well, I'm super happy to be talking about it. I mean, we got a banger of an episode that we're going to be doing today. And it's about Lutron and what Lutron has been up to this last year, year and a half. And oh my goodness, it is impressive. Lutron has come out with a couple of different new solutions. And Gamble and I, we're each going to pick one of our favorites and discuss it here. And today, like you said, episode 144, simplification is the new integration.
Yeah, do you like that one? That was hot off the press, that one. It's really, stems from Lutron being what I believe, and you believe strongly as well, is it's that core brand. Now, if you place Lutron in the center of your business, or to make it more customer friendly, you place that in the center of your home, your connected home, and that's a foundation product. That's your lighting, that's your shades, if you wish to go down that route. But what they've established as well as a brand, Lutron, have gone out there, done a lot of the heavy lifting, come back with the best in class integrations. So, you know, for me, what's one of the best things about Lutron? Yes, their products are fantastic, but it's the extra effort they put in to bringing in their friends to make it an even smarter home.
Yeah, and Lutron was started as a lighting company, lighting control company, where they came out with dimmers and smart switches and things of that nature, and they have expanded into window treatments, which we're not going to touch on today. But in addition to that, they have really gone out there to build relationships and network with other high quality manufacturers to create almost their own ecosystem that plays nice with other smart devices that you would have in your commercial or residential applications.
Yeah, and you're building, you know, that integration is not DIY.
Yeah.
And DIY can even cover what our industry does, you know, and it's not something I get involved in, but I've seen it for many, many years where you've got installers of technology having to do some quite intense tech behind the scenes work to get product A to talk to product B to talk to product C and try and combine it in an app that they've designed. Now, to this day, I don't know who in our industry has actually done any design courses, but funnily enough, they think they can design an app.
Wrong.
Wow, you know? Yeah, do you want to leave that to Silicon Valley?
All right. Yeah, exactly. So what is your highlight product that Lutron is providing over there in the UK that really, you know, really has got your hair growing? No pun intended.
That's pretty hard to do, but this one does get right down to the roots. This is a product that is available for lots of the different Lutron lighting systems. From their entry level in the States, they've got Caseta. Then you've got Radio RAH 2, RAH 2 Select, Radio RAH 3, Homeworks, and some of the commercial systems. One product that fits into all of them is a wireless battery-powered product, and it's called the Pico. The Pico is your wireless keypad, your button, your touch point to control a light, a shade, a number of lights, maybe even talk to your music system. It will can be positioned anywhere within range of the components of the system. It's wireless. It's got fantastic wireless range. It works on a radio frequency. Fits in your hand or mounts to the wall or lives on a pedestal. JJ's got one there.
Oh, look at that.
You know, look at the size of it compared to his hand. You know, it's
oh man. The ladies love this. I mean, this is I think Lutron says like this is the princess of the whole collection of their lighting system, you know, their lighting control system is that little Pico. And I love it because like you said, there's so many flavors to choose from, and that's kind of an anchor part of the product that I'm really excited about, which is their RAH 3 solution, which they just released, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 months ago. And it's a complete revision of the design, of the capabilities, as well as the back-end programming and the feel that the client can have, the experience that the client has on the back-end is still that traditional ease of use that we've always and that we've grown to love over the years. Let me show you this thing. I think I pulled it up. Yeah, check this out, Gamble. And I like it because they make it super easy. There's about 4 different styles to choose from. This one here on the far left just is their on-off switch. It's just, and you can program these buttons to do a variety of different things. So you can do on or off or just 2 scenes like they have home and away here. But this is their dimmer. And on these dimmers, they have these little light touch things on the side. So wherever you touch this light is where the light in the room will instantly turn on to. It's also a hard button. And then you got this little keypad off to the side that you can program a variety of different scenes, like in the kitchen, maybe bright or cooking or dining. And then you got the raise and lower for the intensity of the lighting. And then they have another one that's not pictured here, but it's like a 4 button. So if you don't need this raise and lower on the bottom of it, Gamble, then you can put a 4 button in. And you can gang these up. So instead of just having one at a time, you can have 2 in the wall if at all necessary. And see, Gamble, they do really cool lighting on their website, very similar to what y'all do over there in the UK. I'm so jealous, y'all. So we might be ahead of y'all in some of the tech aspect of things. Look at all these colors. They got like 30 colors here. Is that right? Yeah, something like that. In different colors.
Yeah, that choice is great. And it's such a, I love the way it's so, if you go have a system like this in your home, is so standardized. It's so intuitive and easy to use. And each room you go into, you might have a, you know, if it's laid out correctly, you've got, you know, top button's always a bright scene. Second button maybe is some softer lighting, maybe some table lamps, maybe some of your LED strips. Number three might be the lowest brightness that you want things happening at, maybe like a nightlight. And then the fourth button is like an all off for the room. But again, you can incorporate the shades, incorporate the music system into it. It's just, I just love the consistency. When you, it's not good to see, but sometimes there's a situation where if we're retrofitting this into a home, you've got one half of the house has all been put onto Looptron, and the other half of the house is to be done later. And the customer just hates going into the dark ages. They're like, oh, I hate that side of the house.
Right, going back.
These switches and rotary dimmers. Mm-mm. And
it's a switch mess on the wall. You know, we call it wall acne. You also got all the stuff on the ceiling with ceiling acne. But yeah, man, it's great to share with a client that's in a building stage, or to discuss with a designer or an architect who has not been enlightened on the simplicity that you can get with using Looptron products. I love taking like a panel that's supposed to, or a light switch bank that's supposed to be in the family room, and it has like five switches, you know, and you got one on either side of the room, like one coming down the hallway and then one going in the kitchen or something like that. And when you can take those five switches and slim it down into a single keypad that then you can put different types of scenes on, like accent or entertainment or movie night. And that's a fun one. So Hope and I, I'm always playing and showing my girls what, you know, the system can do. And they're always amazed of how easy it is. And so I create scenes like movie night, and it's where it'll turn the TV on, but also adjust the lighting to whatever intensity I want it to do. And I use Alex A to trigger that voice command. And within minutes of creating that scene and asking Alex A to discover, you know, we got a new scene going. But using voice, and that goes back to Looptron's desire to work with third party quality manufacturing.
Simple integration.
Easy.
Simple integration.
Easy. Yeah. No friction.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be complicated. You've just described how you do it. And that's, again, one of the key benefits of Looptron, mm-hmm. whether it's Radio RA 3, RA 2 Select, the Picos we've talked about.
Let me see.
The customer has the ability to make all the changes to their system. Once I've programmed a system, commissioned it all, identified all the loads or the circuits, labeled it all in the app, laid out all the Pico, the wall controls, and they're all in the right places, I can hand it over, and part of my handover is showing them how to operate the app.
Right.
How they're going to live with it long term. And guess what? You don't need to call me.
Right.
If you're calling me, you're wanting more Picos. If you're calling me, you're wanting to do the dark side of the house. Yeah, right. You ready for that now? You know, they're not asking, you know, they're not having technical issues, because again, the app, very simple to use. And if it does get hard, one of the last things I show them is on the help section, there's a contact your installer.
Right.
You can give them access to program or log into your system remotely and just see if something's been screwed up, you know. So high reliability, high, you know, customer friendliness. Yeah, easy to live with. Picos, RA 3.
Have you ever seen RA 2 Select? What was the question? Did I go off?
That leads us into the third one, RA 2 Select.
Yeah, RA 2 Select, man. And RA 2, so, all right, so you got Looptron Caseta, which is the entry level lighting control system, and then you have RA 2 Select, and
Stop you there.
All right.
Just because this is a good one for people to reference against. So, device limitations.
Yeah.
How many products?
75.
Right.
And so a device is a Pico, It's a processor, it's a shade, it's a light switch, it's a dimmer. So anything that's in that eco switch counts as a device. So 75 sounds like a lot, but man, it adds up quick. The other difference between like as you step up through these different models, and so what Gamble and I are talking about is the different kind of models of Lutron that there are. And so Caseta is there really good quality entry level solution. And I'm not like buttering anything up. Caseta is a really good entry level lighting solution. And it's affordable. We've actually been doing quite a bit of Caseta and Ratu Select. Ratu Select is their next lineup, which is 100 devices. And then you have a little bit more control and design capability than what you would have from Caseta. But we've been doing a lot more of Caseta, also Gamble, because that partnership. And they partnered up with Ring last year. Ring's been doing a lot of cool stuff. We're going to have to talk about Ring on one of these next episodes. But Lutron says, hey, Ring, whenever you sense motion, I want you to go ahead and turn on whatever light in our system you want to turn on, which security is huge for us, man. And so usually people are talking about security and how can I, you know, protect ourselves. And interesting enough, lighting control has been a large part of that for us. So we're doing a lot of Caseta, and you can also do that with Ratu Select. And then the next,
that's back to simple integration.
Easy, man.
So when you look at some of the things we've talked about the simplicity of voice controlling your smart lighting system.
Yeah.
So any of the Lutron systems that we're talking about tonight do work with your big three voice assistants, your Siri, your Alexa, and your Google voice assistant. They all work with them. Then you've got the second integration we talked about was with the, what did we talk about? Oh, Ring.
Yeah.
We just talked about Ring. So your cameras, your doorbell, talking to the Lutron system to turn on lights for a set period. You'll still get your familiar notifications from your Ring products, but working hand in hand with your lighting system.
Yeah. You know, security, just along that security line, the ladies love it. And when I talk to the husbands about it too, because, you know, the husbands want their kids to be safe. They want their wives to feel comfortable coming to the house. And, you know, we're talking about security and motion and working in conjunction with Ring. But one of the cool standalone features that Lutron does on its own with some assistance is schedule setting. So you can set up a schedule, and like every night, just automatically at sunset, the lights turn on. And then you can set a schedule throughout the night, you know, like at midnight, I want these lights to turn off, or I want them to dim. And then at sunrise, or at whatever time, I don't know, 6:30 in the morning, every morning, I just want all the lights to turn off. And so you have that comfort of knowing that I have, if I drive home, and I arrive at 11:30 at night, I don't have to worry about the lights not being on. They'll automatically be on. So scheduling is one thing that you can do. The other cool thing that you can do is geofencing. Do you do geofencing? Would you describe geofencing to our audience that might not know?
Yeah, I'll do a good description of it, but I will say I don't hear a lot of customers doing this, but I try to encourage it. So when you're setting up the system, it asks for the location of the property, and that's partly for sunset, sunrise, and timings. But it's also asking to allow location access so it knows your phone. And you want to do this with other people in the house as well. So when your phone leaves an area around the house, so it could be, think of an invisible tripwire of about 3 miles outside your house.
Yeah, 3 mile radius. Yeah.
When you go out with that 3 mile distance from your property, certain lights that you want to go off will go off. When you enter that 3 mile perimeter, certain lights that you want to come on will come on. Maybe it's based on time of day as well, but you will get that welcoming home with all your lighting. And you know when you've left, you get that benefit of things being turned off, saving energy, forgetful kids, they leave lights on. But to tie into that, there's another feature called Smart Away, which is one of the coolest features. I really like it. It's a default feature of Looptron. You just need to choose the lights that you want to include in the Smart Away, and that will simulate occupancy when you're away from home. Things will turn on and off between a window of time, like between 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Lights will come on and then turn off later in the evening, and you can just add which lights you want to be part of that. And I use that a lot when I go on holiday.
Yeah, we call that vacation mode here in the States is where our listeners will find it on their app. And it's cool because it'll popcorn your lights, like turn this one on and off, or turn that one on and off, or your porch light will still be on its schedule. And so it simulates somebody being home. So if there's somebody, watching the house, it gives them a little bit more pause, to maybe go somewhere else.
Yeah. Like Home Alone.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, guys dancing in the window, you don't have to be there pulling the strings.
Did you set up any of that kind of stuff when you watched that movie? I know this is off topic, but did you like do any paint cans off the balcony or something? Or
I'm going to say I didn't. I wish I did. I'd be lying if I said. I would have loved to have set some traps for my sisters because
I did firecrackers on the toilet. That was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
And then I did a zip line to escape,
Oh, cool.
I'm sorry, Lutron. That was a horrible segue out of such an excellent episode of Simplification is the Integration.
For people listening in the UK, they won't have any idea about RA3. We've not seen even a whisper about RA3's capabilities coming to the UK. Not that we're not unhappy with RA2 Select. My customers and my own, my own personal home, we have it, and even our office as well. Great system. And you're talking about RA3. If people are in the UK listening and thinking, where's RA3? It isn't in the UK. Yeah. So I will ask at this event this week. It's the only question I'm really going to ask. And I want to know when it's coming, because I like the new hub that comes with RA3. I like this
PoE.
And, just the device, the flexibility, possibly could they, again, a little bit of background, because it's different from UK and US. All the Looptron devices that we're dealing with RA2 Select, there's no wiring done at the light switch position. It's a bit strange for JJ to get his head around this, but all our wiring is dealt with up in the light, not at the light switch. So we basically just cover up the existing light switch, deal with some wiring there, but there's no wiring into a dimmer. The dimmer's not in the switch. The dimmer's actually attached to the light. If they could provide if the RA3 did come, if there was a replaceable dimmer switch or keypad, that would be very interesting. But we have limitations in the UK with our construction and how much depth they have there. I know seeing the products that you deal with, they're pretty deep, but obviously you have different standards for the electrical work. Do you have any challenges with putting those switches into the drywall boxes?
It comes out, usually you have a light switch that comes out. You have three or four wires, just depending on what you're replacing or what application you're using it for. And it'll slide right back into place. Of course, you have to know what you're doing. You got to kink the wires in a way to where it kind of accordions back into the wall appropriately. And that's sometimes a challenge. The biggest challenge for our in-wall devices is when you push that guy back into the wall, making sure that it's flat. So then when you put your plate on there, it's, you know, your plate's flat, obviously, but you want your switch to be flat as well. Or it's just going to look all janky. There's also a special way to put the dimmer in and keypad in so that it's nice and flat. So when you put the screwless plate on there, it's not recessed in. It just looks uniform. So whenever you look across the house, everything's nice and neat. I would love, and I'm sure my clients would love it too, is like, I don't know how hard it is to do. I'm sure it's extremely expensive. But our clients still have us label each of the dimmers or each of the switches. Because although you replace it with a smart switch, let's say it's a retro. A client is already living in a house and they want to upgrade their system with with existing switches with dimmers. You had to take it out, but still you got a bank of four switches there. I still have a problem of what does that switch second from the left do? So we'll have to go back and we'll have to put labels on it. It'd be nice if there was some type of really nice custom way, like an etching, like they do on the keypads, that we could do for just traditional switches or dimmers that are in the wall.
Yeah, where we've had to kind of install products in a room that may have had multiple switches in the past, we've basically just gone in with, you know, painter, decorator. We're filling holes.
Yeah,
we're wiping out. Yeah,
wow.
We're like, you don't. See, we can't put
wires like that behind the walls. If it goes away, we got to put a plate on it. You know, because it's a fire. You know, fire hazard.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, we're just in a simple join there, and all the wiring is still accessible at the light. So that's where we're making it still accessible, but. We're talking about retrofit existing homes. We still also use Lutron a lot in new homes.
Yeah.
And there is sometimes an opportunity for us to do slightly different wiring, which is a little bit refreshing for the electricians, that they can take maybe centralized products into one location and have all their dimmers in one cupboard, and then just have Picos, wireless keypads in place. But that's new build. That's the opportunities. But this is, you know, you've got Lutron available for new and existing and old homes. You know, you can make any building, commercial and residential, you can give it smart lighting. Yeah. And with Lutron, for me, it's the only choice. And I've gone through them all. I've looked at everything.
Yeah.
And I've stuck with this for 5 years now. And I just love it. So I'm really glad to do this presentation for them on Thursday.
You're going to knock it out of the park like you always do, Gamble. This is not your first rodeo. You give fantastic presentations, and I cannot wait to hear all about it on our next episode whenever we get back together. But for episode 144, simplification is the new integration. That's it, man. That's a wrap. That's our...
Can I just add...
Yeah.
Two or three more integrations. Sonos.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Talked about it in the past. Sonos with Lutron. Excellent integration. They even have a dedicated Pico with audio. Sonos control.
Uh-huh.
And then also look at the integrations with thermostats. Ecobee, Honeywell.
Yeah.
Nest. Not sure if that's still happening.
I kind of...
That fell off. But
I hate that one. All right, friends, if you have any questions, and please do not hesitate to shoot us an email at digitalrambleshow@gmail.com. Check us out on our podcast. You can find us on 11 different podcast streaming services. Our big ones are like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor FM. We love Anchor FM. On Anchor FM, you can actually leave a voice message for us. So do that. You can also check us out on our website at digitalrambleshow.com. And we have all of our previous episodes there.
Yeah, all 143. JJ, it's been great to see you again. I'm looking forward to this being the new Monday routine for us again.
Yeah, absolutely. And friends, please tell your friends if they have some home tech issues, if they're having some pain with their home tech, please do not hesitate to pass our name along. And like we've always said in the past, if you don't know, find yourself a home tech pro.
Awesome.